Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Because of the news of the day about the Cowboys, Jerry Jones and Mike McCarthy reportedly meeting today to start contract discussions, and they're both amenable to move forward and keep this partnership going, we move some stuff around. So we're going to go through some NFL playoff stuff right here in this segment, but also Carson Beck has committed to Miami. This is somebody who I seriously thought it was going to be Shador, Beck, and Ewers at like at the top of
before the season started.
Yes, at the top of the quarterback heap. And now Ewers and Beck have struggled so much, and I'm not trying to get in an argument with anybody. I know how good Texas is doing. But from a pro perspective, they struggled so much. Beck is staying in school, and there's a thought that Ewers will stay in school and transfer somewhere else. And all of a sudden, that gave rise to Cam Ward, who is somebody who had previously thought was going to go in the draft and just ended up transferring to Miami. So I get the path of Carson Beck. He's like, it worked out pretty damn well for Cam Ward.
Okay, so this seems to have been his plan. I'm just going to assume this, Corey, for Carson Beck, because I do think this is an interesting story in where we're going with college football and how this world has changed so much and will probably be this way for a while unless new rules come in. When do you think Carson Beck knew he was going to Miami? Because I'm going to guess it was at least 2 weeks ago.
When he got the injury and he was kind of saw the writing on the wall at Georgia.
Okay, and that's interesting to me because I think I would argue it was before that just because I bet teams contacted him and said, hey, I know Georgia just keeps bringing in recruit after recruit. We'll make a spot for you.
Okay.
But that's a good question. I'm not sure.
Here's my follow-up question to you guys, which we have no clue. If Quinn Ewers is planning to stay in college, because I don't think he's done anything to get drafted. I hate saying that.
His draft stock has fallen.
I know
tremendously
his family's maybe listening or friends are listening that know him well in Southlake, and I'm not trying to take a shot at the person. And I know he's in a game tonight where he could go to the national championship game and he can beat Ohio State, the team that he signed with out of Southlake Carroll that gave him, I think, $1 million to start off in his NIL money. I just think he's not an NFL prospect at all. That being said, if he knows that Arch Manning is the starting quarterback next year at UT, we don't know this. Do you think he already knows what school he's possibly going to next year?
Yes, I do. And that's the mystery $6 million NIL school, who I know some people thought was Miami.
I have a lot of thoughts on this because if Quinn Ewers was at UNT and had this kind of season, you'd be like, wow, thanks, man. That was really good. But when you're at Texas and you're competing at that level and you're competing for this kind of stuff, you're like, you're nitpicking at things and you're like, hey, and you're really starting to dissect the quality of, hey, are you an actual NFL quarterback because of what he's playing for right now? And if, let's say he went to, let's say Sam Houston or Houston, they say, hey, we got the $6 million. You know, we stick around one more year. We're going to take care of you. And you know what? You might put up stats that people don't believe.
Yeah,
because of the level of play, and then that's good. And you got more reps while you were in college. And what if you are a career backup quarterback, never really a true starter? Get that extra $6 million here, so that you don't have to worry about it. But also get that extra reps, those extra throws, because Kevin, I think it was last year you pointed out the number of throws quarterbacks have.
Quick transition, yeah.
The difference in how they turn out. So maybe it is more beneficial for that. Carson Beck did nothing for me, Kevin, to like change my opinion on him this year, except for I think I felt like my opinion on him went down from what I expected.
Oh, I for sure agree with that.
And I know that in this world, like my in-laws, they hate this. Now, they're not huge sports fans. They don't understand. They're kind of, I don't know. I've had conversations around Christmas break, and I think a lot of people are like my in-law parents who just, they don't like this at all. I don't like it either, in that Quinn Ewers is probably going to play for Ohio State, Texas, sure, and another school, because then let's just say Texas has the upset tonight. They win and they beat Notre Dame and they win the national championship, and then Quinn Ewers quarterbacks Notre Dame next year, or Oregon or something, yeah, like that.
That would,
like,
be weird.
Is he celebrated? And I guess he would be, because he'd be the national champion. Let's say he gets to the national championship game and loses, or loses tonight. Well, he had a very nice Texas career, and they bring back these legends time and time and time and time and time again. But do you bring back a guy who you're like, well, he played for three schools in 5 years, and he played in the middle part of his career here? Or the dude who just went, I'm sorry, I'm forgetting his name, Notre Dame's quarterback.
Riley Leonard. Like, that is the person I was going to bring,
like,
up.
Notre Dame, I don't think, should ever celebrate. I shouldn't say never, but it's just weird to celebrate Riley Leonard along with Joe Montana,
yeah,
or whatever. You're like, he had nothing to do with Notre Dame. He went there for 1 year to quarterback. Like, he's not a Notre Damer to me.
So what you're asking then is kind of, I think you asked this off air yesterday, Mike. What you're asking is, will Quinn Ewers get a sideline pass? Will he be good, yeah, enough to get, yeah, that sideline pass?
Like 10 years from now, Quinn Ewers is like, I want to be on the sideline for this Texas A&M game. And maybe, I'm not saying he would, but maybe they would spotlight him on, you know, the game. Like, there's Quinn Ewers, the guy who went to UT for 2 years and then ended up finishing at Oregon and, right, started off at Ohio State. Right. And he was all right. Like, it was like, no, like, you're not Vince Young. Like, Vince Young spent his whole time at University of Texas. Now, he did win a national championship, or Major Applewhite, or Chris Sims. I'm not saying Chris Sims was a great Texas quarterback. He's on that line of like, well, maybe not on the sideline. Maybe so if we didn't have more people ask. Like, if Ricky Williams wants on and we only have one pass left, Ricky Williams is getting that pass.
Yeah.
But I just... this is going to be weird for college football fans. Are great. They are fanatical fans of their team. But if a dude plays for you in the middle part of his career, like, he played his junior year for us, but his senior year he played for another school, like, do you give two S's about that person? You're just like, it was great he played for our school for 1 year, but he's not really an Oklahoma Sooner. He's not really, like, he came here for 1 year to play football.
Yeah.
Now, as we shift to the playoff bracket, I'm going to go with the AFC first. Chiefs obviously have the bye. Corey, Mike, Texans, Chargers, who you like? Or who's going to win?
Lean towards the Chargers in a low-scoring game.
Okay. I am kind of with you. Is 20s a low-scoring game for you?
24 and under. I think if you get to 20 in this game, the team that gets to 20 wins. I don't see both teams getting to over 20 points.
I think that I'm going to go with you on Chargers, too, and that's only because of the coach and the staff that he brought with him. Like, he's been in big games. This is a different type of thing. DeMeco Ryans has done a really good job last year, yeah, and then this year they've navigated a bunch of weird injuries, and I think that might be a little tough for them, but I think Harbaugh just kind of has that, look, I've experienced this enough.
With the Ravens and Steelers, I feel like I've talked about this plenty, even without Zay Flowers, I think the Ravens are going to absolutely smoke the Steelers.
I think it's going to be closer than you think, but I'm going to go with Ravens, but I guess I don't have a good feel for this. I don't know why the Steelers always play, but I like Mike Tomlin. I think the Steelers know the Ravens very well. Obviously, the Ravens know the Steelers very well, and I think this will be more of a 7-10 point victory for the Ravens, where you feel like Pittsburgh probably doesn't have a chance, but you're like, gosh, if they have a good final 10 minutes here, maybe they sneak a victory out of this, and they end up not doing.
Yeah, and that's what Mike Tomlin does do a lot of times. He's one of those that has that, we just sneaked it out because we were able to keep it close a lot until the very end. If Pickens plays well, then I think it'll be closer, Kevin. The Zay Flowers thing's really throwing me for a loop. I don't know if I don't know if they can come out of the gate and get a big lead in this one. This might be one of those where they say, hey, let's just make sure we don't lose the turnover battle and let's win. You know, let's try and come out of this with a win.
All right, Bills Broncos.
I think a blowout for the Bills.
Hey, I heard the bald stat. So I'm going with the ratios. Is that the right thing? I'm going with percentages on this one, Kevin. So I'm going to go with the rookie. He's going to get the one, Mike. He's getting the one playoff victory for the rookie, but no, nothing beyond that.
Wow. So
I know.
The Broncos?
It's crazy, isn't it? It's wild.
Okay. All right.
It's dumb.
Well, that's going to shuffle up our matchups just a little bit. That means in the next round, Corey, you got the Chiefs and the Broncos.
Yeah. And, I mean, we just saw Bo Nix actually dismantle the Chiefs. So maybe
Okay, but you're picking the Chiefs, right?
I'm picking the Chiefs.
You think in their meetings, if that's the matchup, Patrick Mahomes looks at Carson Wentz and Carson Wentz goes, "There's nothing you can do against this defense."
No.
Okay, and then Corey, Chargers, Ravens. Who would you have then?
Ravens.
Okay, so you've got Chiefs, Ravens in the AFC Championship. Now, Mike, for you,
Chiefs beat Chargers. Buffalo beats Ravens.
Okay. Corey, you've got Chiefs Ravens. Mike, you've got Chiefs Bills. Who y'all picking to go to the Super Bowl?
The Chiefs with an I.
I don't know how you can pick against them.
I get it.
So I just won't.
Okay.
Now, except for in the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay. Well, let's make our way there. Rams, Vikings.
Let's ram it,
Mike. I'm fascinated by how into this team you are. I'm going to stick with the Vikings, even though they've let me down before. But I would not be surprised. Mike has been all about this team, and I wouldn't be surprised if they win. McVay knows how to do it, man.
Okay, now we get Bucks and Commanders. I know a lot of intrigue surrounding this game.
I saw the Bucks lose to the Cowboys, and anytime you throw interceptions and they're not caught, you're not a playoff team, because when Dak throws those balls, playoff teams catch them. They couldn't. Give me Washington.
I will go with Washington as well against the Buccaneers.
Ooh, spicy. Eagles and Packers.
I'm intrigued by this game, but I will go with the favorite here.
Yeah, I think this is going to be like a 28-24 Eagles win.
Okay, because of the way y'all have the bracket falling, then you guys both have the Commanders then playing the Lions. How are we feeling about that?
Boy, the game without the Cowboys, huh? The three sad sack franchises forever that couldn't make the NFC Championship game.
And here they are.
If Washington can do it, they would leave the Cowboys as the last team in the history of the NFC to make the NFC Championship game. But give me the Lions.
Yeah, I'm roaring with Dan Campbell, baby.
All right, now y'all have different matchups. Mike, you've got Rams-Eagles. Corey, you've got Vikings-Eagles. Where are we going?
I'm boring here. As much as I want to pick the Rams, I'm going to go with the Eagles.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with him, unfortunately.
All right, so you guys both have Lions-Eagles for your NFC Championship game, and you both have the Chiefs on the other side. Who are you picking to be in the Super Bowl?
I am looking at this thing right now, and getting to the Super Bowl is going to be a tough road, because how many more bodies can they lose?
For sure.
But I am going to stick with Detroit, because I think that Dan Campbell's on a mission.
I hope you're right. And I don't feel good about this, because I feel like the Packers can beat the Eagles. I feel like the Rams can beat the Eagles. And here I am going to lean towards, finally you get to a game where we look at the Lions and go, they just didn't have enough healthy defensive players to stop all the weapons of the Eagles. Eagles in the Super Bowl.
Oh.
All right. Corey, you've got Chiefs-Lions. Mike, you have Chiefs-Eagles in the Super Bowl. We three-peat or no?
Give me the Chiefs. I'm going to be wrong, but I'm not picking against Patrick Mahomes until somebody like, I don't know, Shaquille O'Neal and Horace Grant and Anthony Hardaway beat Michael Jordan. I'm taking Michael Jordan.
I am taking the Detroit Lions at a one-point victory, because Dan Campbell has the cojones to go for it in a situation that nobody else would.
Man, what an amazing Super Bowl matchup that would be. Going for history with the Chiefs, first ever Super Bowl three-peat. Going for history for the Lions, who used to be good before we played the Super Bowl, but now are in their first Super Bowl ever trying to win. That would be a great matchup. I would support that.
Just so you guys know, I would take the Chiefs, the Bills, and the Ravens.
Hold that thought.
Oh.
Hold that thought.
Stop
I didn't
it,
say that. I'm sorry. I didn't say that. Dump it. I think I cussed there.